Commodity broker Gordy Kolevitz with Chido Commodities joins us for the weekly ag market recap. Gordy, a week ago, we were feeling pretty good. We were on the highs. And well, Monday, we got hit pretty hard. Thursday, we got hit. But I guess it is a little bit encouraging that we got back in the green today.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said last week, we're getting a little overbought. But, yeah, I think what did it was actually the commitment of traders last Friday was one of the factors. You know, showed the funds the second longest they've been. I think it was in 5 years. And corn was on the plus side, and a lot of the shorts had gotten out. And we actually, for the first time, saw some new longs getting in. And, you know, I think there's, we've seen for the last year or two, every time the funds kind of lighten up on being short, it feels like it gives them permission to come back in and do some more selling. You know, they've got room again. And, you know, they certainly seemed like that was helpful. And then, of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died over the weekend, where on Monday the stock market was down on the uncertainty about where that takes us. And so the stock market was getting hit really hard. The funds wanted to be selling anyhow, and it gave them a real good, you know, entry point to begin the week when, you know, putting us under some real strong pressure. And we basically weren't able to recover the rest of the week. The funds just went yee-haw and kept on pounding on it right up until basically last night. And, you know, on Friday now we're getting a little short covering coming in. And, you know, again, we need a day or two of probably just taking the pressure off. Grains don't like the reverse. You know, that little 12-cent corn reverse we had back on August 12th, it still took 7 days before the market was able to get back up to the highs again. And, you know, so it just, it's kind of what you get. The grains need some time now to decompress. And, you know, today may be the first step in that process.
And technically, when you look at the charts, we're still in the ranges. Support held by a fair amount, so it could be a lot worse, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a big break. But again, percentage-wise, it's not that big a deal. Like I say, corn had a 12-cent break in 2 days from its high to its low in 24 hours. And so, you know, in this case, after being even more expensive, corn went from 79 down to 63. So basically a 16 and a quarter cent break. Just a little bit bigger pullback than that one was. So the difference was that one only 2 days. This one took, you know, a week. So it feels like it might have been a little bit worse, but it's only a couple cents worse than that break was. And again, you know, a week later, we're back to making new highs. So we're still above moving averages. We're still above all kinds of stuff. The only thing you can say is that we took out the trend line of the channel we were in, but it was a pretty steep channel to begin with. Soybeans, sort of the same story, except they're even more overbought. I mean, if you look at that bottom, you know, we bought them back at the beginning of August, and we were down at 865 way back then. So, you know, we've rallied up to 1040. So that was a pretty healthy rally, and we only had a couple of 1-, 2-day, 3-day type corrections along the way. We were due for a little bit of a pullback. And quite frankly, if you look at the chart formation we're setting up, it looks an awful lot like a bull flag. So, I mean, if you want to Google bull flag formation, I mean, this is almost a textbook. And, you know, those are usually continuation patterns where you follow through to the upside. The difference, though, now is, I think, especially in the case of beans, you know, we've pulled back a chunk and kind of spooked a lot of farmers. You look at some of the farm forums, an awful lot of comments are the top is in, oh, my God, this is the end of the, you know, market kind of thing. I think we rally back to the highs the next time up. We'll probably see a pretty good bunch of selling, either from specs who missed the chance to get out the last go-round or from farmers who think they missed the chance. And with, you know, harvest underway, I think we'll see some selling. So the next time up, we probably don't go blasting through. I think we go up and we probably, you know, hit the highs for a little bit, and then we'll see what happens. And as a wild card, next Wednesday, we get the stocks and all positions report. And, you know, the last couple of reports, it's been a who the heck knows. You know, in corn, it was in beans, it was a biggie. The one in June, you know, corn was up 15 cents, beans are up 21 cents that day. And then, you know, the follow-through day, the next day, corn is up a dime, beans up 17. So big day. Whereas the one in March was kind of the opposite, a little bit of a negative. Beans were down 14 cents that day, and corn was down, I think, like 8 or 9. So it's a big deal. And but if it's friendly at this point in the game with what we're seeing, I think it could be really friendly. And if it's negative, I'm not sure how negative it is. I mean, the real-world numbers seem to be coming in a little below a year ago. So it feels like there's some, you know, support under the market still.
Well, the other thing that the bears threw at us this week is apparently the whole world is going to shut down again because of COVID-19. And I guess I haven't been hearing that much about big outbreaks here in the U.S., but boy, they're hyping it again.
Yeah, they are. And again, it's more of a state-by-state kind of a deal. You know, like here in Minnesota, our COVID rate is actually pretty modest right now, but you go right next door to Wisconsin and they're having a big outbreak. You know, you go to Europe, it's the same thing. I mean, Britain, France, and Spain are seeing some big outbreaks, whereas Italy and Germany and some of the other countries are more muted. So The good news is, well, there are some outbreaks. It doesn't sound like we're going to be striking the whole world back to zero like we did back in spring. It's going to be more of a nuanced kind of an approach. I think the bigger factor is, now that we've got a new Supreme Court justice they're going to be fighting over for the next couple of weeks, we're not working in any kind of a proposal to throw money at the market. Wall Street's beginning to realize that we're going to need some kind of fiscal support, that the Fed can't do it all on their own, and we're going to need some help. Like right now, I was just reading today, 9 out of 10 restaurants in New York aren't able to make their rent payments. So, a lot of small businesses really need the help right now. The airlines are saying within, the next couple of weeks, they could be laying off tens of thousands of employees if they don't get some kind of aid. And so I think that's probably got the market as nervous as anything right now. And, that's probably one of those big underlying factors that's out there. And it's keeping the stock market certainly nervous, if nothing else.
The Hog and Pig Report, lots of pigs up a little bit, breeding up a little bit, kept for breeding. So that spells good demand for feed. But yet, on the other hand, hogs finished out the week going higher.
Well, and again, it's interesting. I've been very critical of the grain reports as far as their inaccuracy. And what's happening with these hog reports, reading some of the same commentary, some of the hog guys are saying the numbers don't add up because they're talking about like 10% more hogs available in the real short term here. And they're saying, the cash market's on fire. The packers are scrambling to find product. We killed a lot of hogs back in spring. It doesn't make sense that we have all those hogs right now. So, again, another USD report with a lot of, I guess you'd say, controversy about how they got from here to there. And right now it just doesn't seem like the numbers are adding up. The hog market is certainly doing very well. It's being led by the cash index. I mean, the lean hog index now is in the 70s and, just on fire. So, it was just, beginning of August where we were talking about, the hogs are beginning to show some sign of life. They're breaking out, looking pretty good. And then, we get the real big snap when they found that hog in Germany with the swine fever. And since then, they found a couple more. And again, that may be part of why we're also firmer today, despite the report. They found several more wild boar that have the swine fever. Haven't found any of the domestic stocks yet, but it's a contagious deal, and they're finding it. So it has the market a little bit jittery that it's Europe and gives us another big entry into the world market. So it's a combo platter. But the bottom line is, hogs are doing very well. They've erased all their summer. They're right back where they were pre-COVID, up in the, pushing the 70s. And it's interesting. I mean, the nearbys are at 71, 75. The Dease is at 64. And, that's kind of what you see when it's a bull market. The nearbys are the ones that are the strongest. So right now it feels like there's room to maneuver, and looks like the hogs continue to work higher. Cattle, on the other hand, kind of drifting. It's like all of a sudden the headliner's been the hogs, and the cattle have just sort of taken the back seat. No, they're the ones that are going sideways. I mean, they've drifted up off their lows, but for the last, call it 2 months, they've just been sort of stuck in a trade range. And we're just sort of drifting back and forth around a key moving average. And this week we've drifted back up to the plus side, but we haven't been able to punch through it. And the cattle report, of course, is out this afternoon. And so it just feels like everyone's waiting to see what happens on that report. And, the good news is they're looking for a few more critters over there. It's on a Friday, so unless it's a real shocking report, probably doesn't have a huge amount of impact on Monday morning. But right now it feels like, from what I'm hearing, a lot of guys want to buy a dip, kind of like the grains, that if it's called a little bit negative, they'll buy it. But again, I think a lot of people are just taking a wait and see attitude, and again, they're buying the hogs, so they sell the cattle a little bit today too.
Commodity broker Gordy Kulovets.